we had to address. We are aware that today are going to be the draft report of the committee. It is our report as a committee whereby we consider the findings and also come with recommendations and adopt the report. So this is the agenda for today. Let me also indicate to members that we've got Honorable Sam Magier from the EFF. He's replacing Honorable Mkutama. You are welcome, Honorable Magier. This is the portfolio committee on rural development and land reform. Thank you very much, Honorable Member Kumla. I don't know whether you have any abilities.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, members. Good morning, colleagues. I'm calling ability from the Deputy, from the Minister of Rural Development and Deputy Minister. Thank you very much. And thank you, Chair, as well.
Those are the apologies on the table, members. Can you note the apologies? And so the register will be circulating for members to indicate their presence in this election. Colleagues, without the waste of time, we've got one agenda item. This is the bed meeting after the public hearings that we have on the 4th and 5th of February. Last week we invited the department so that we discuss and detail some of the findings from those public hearings. Therefore, today we're going to consider the report, the draft report, and make some amendments, some additions before we adopt the report. I believe that members have read the report. What is mostly important are the findings and the recommendations, so that when we table the report, we make sure that the recommendations are put before it. After they've been adopted by the House, the resolution that is forwarded to the Department for implementation. Therefore, without the waste of time, can I therefore invite members that will look at the draft report. I think it's an 8-page report. Can we look at page 1? If there's anything that we add and want to amend on page 1, you are invited on a member to do so. We have to indicate to people who attend the hearing. So for that, most of the reports, the people who attended the hearings, the academics, the NGOs, officials from the department, the summer, and also the beneficiaries of the report. Also the date of the public hearings, the 2-day public hearings, the date. And other additions for the report? The register, now do we fix the issue of the register?
I didn't tell who to do that.
Under the introduction, the methods that you need to make sure that your family is aware of the public hearings and also they can submit to their comments. Page 2 of the report.
Jefferson, I'm just looking at the last bullet point there. They feed it with government, not be discontinued with the recap fund. I think it might reflect the sort of emotive content of some of the submissions, but I think that the way to read sounds like they're on their knees there. I'm not sure that belongs in a, you know, that type of image is what we need in a report like this. I think the point was that they thought recap funding can be useful. And they've given some adjustments and some ways of the other issues that they raised that I think they support the recap funding and I think it can be utilized to support emerging farms. I think that's the point that was made. So I'm not sure whether the word feed is the sort of emotive word for the
needed a good funding that they have. So PEP is a good funding of this program to support the part of the world has to place in the correct way the leading the so that I think it's very close to the honor of world has.
Anything on page 2? Page 3. They cannot make a presentation on the effectiveness and also the challenges of the effect. From page 3 to 4. Okay, from page 4, each side findings of the committee, and they are very much important. Any method is outstanding. Opportunity to edit.
I'm not sure that this is the right point you want to raise at the mic. Concern is this, that on the one hand we were there to listen to the people coming to us and giving their opinions, but I'm a bit bothered by the phenomenon of people arriving there, of course against us, you know, they need recap funding because they're vested interest in getting recap funding. So I'm a bit concerned that we don't have a, call it a comprehensive academic study, a research study done on recap funding. I think this, I think that we've got very valuable things, and I'm not suggesting for a moment we dismiss the inputs that were made. Even if it is subjective, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily wrong. But I'm a bit concerned. I do understand there was a study done by the University of Pretoria about recapitalization funding and the successes and the failures of it. I'm just concerned that we are missing out in a report, not benefiting from a comprehensive study like that as well. I wonder whether this is something one can raise in the report.
The study that has been done by CDME, so the joint research by CDME and the University of Pretoria, and that report was circulated to members. I don't know whether you're talking about the government report. Another study, comprehensive study that is supposed to be made, maybe by the department itself. Another word, sir?
Chair, is it possible, I'm just wondering, is it possible to include that in the consideration? Because I remember that, but it wasn't part of our public hearing process at the same. I'm just wondering whether it should be there or not, and it will assist the report, the quality of the reporting needs.
Now, when looking at it, just reading through the reports where some of the inputs or comments made by the beneficiaries and farmers were aligned to the findings of the DPMD together with the University of Pretoria. So when you go through the reports, you see the alignment that the beneficiaries said that it was in line with the findings of the DPMD report. So now, are there answers in the report?
Honorable Vincent and Honorable Natasha, Honorable Felicia.
Chairman, with support of President Rocha, she said that she don't agree. In a sense that we get an independent view of children, none of it view changed by the department. And a lot of the things that I've met up in today's special of the church. For example, if this is for the VHS, if it's the actual report that was submitted fully, we don't want to see at the later stage, we now oversight can, for example, the department only submitted 4 pages of the actual report and the findings. I'm saying which is in supporting, unless we can go in, in supporting with this book and the channel, you hear me. Thank you.
If members remember well, there was a report, not from the department, it was direct from GTME and the University of Pretoria. The research that was done by both GTME and the University of Pretoria. So the department was one of the stakeholders because they, you know, they interviewed some officials of the department with regards to the project, the research project. But the report was not the departmental report, so the direct report from GPN. Honorable Richard, Honorable Ngoni, Michelle, and Honorable Richard, and then Honorable Richard and Ngoni.
I agree with you, Chairman, in connection with the intention of working together with the University of Victoria, but it mentioned the page 1 of the station. The last paragraph mentioned, and it's not important, the paragraph 1 paragraph said that it's not exactly that.
Remember, the report that was written business enterprise in the city of Pretoria, only systematic executive summary and outline the implementation, evaluation of the investigation and development program from its inception in 2010 to June 2012.
Mr. Chair, I think you've answered the question in my mind as to where it belongs in the report. I just think it's important that we take cognizance of it. Can I suggest we maybe also look at that when we get to the recommendation? And that's the importance of the report, that we look at incorporating the idea of proper research-driven solutions into what we picked up. I think that's where we can pick it up.
I think also when looking at the recommendations and the report that we're dealing with, the first bullet there in 5.1 and those kinds of the recommendations by GTME evaluation of RHDC to redesign and overhaul all public infrastructure support. It's an indication that the report should be taken into consideration. Another one, good, and another one, Malaya.
Thank you very much, Chief. I think that to the extent that our colleagues' motivation for research is seeking to deepen to make sure that we are impacted. But to the on the other hand, I wanted that the committee to become a set of the fact that we may not have a great responsibility in the related to academic and other institutions, because in the nature of governance, governance is both political and management, so administrative. In other words, the political head would design program and the management structure then have to make sure that there's implementation. So to that extent, for me, I've got a very great jealousy for political work and governance work. It's academia who tells you what you should to do. It's not us who follow them. I had an argument with another PhD lecturer of WUSU on this measured efforts. I would say leadership doesn't come from academia, it's the other way around. Academia should study leadership strength and all that. So I do not know if I'm complicating the chair. I'm just saying, having the program designed at both administrative and governance, departmental level, and then having the committee to oversight and call stakeholders should be about adequate. Should be about adequate. It's only in certain cases of very, very intricate circumstances that even the political officer that is the portfolio committee will have to rely on studies to conduct their own oversight. And last to share that the public hearing has a definite scope. And that so far the report and the area were in the findings. It seems to me to be very much talking to what we are doing at the public hearing. And I want to So when there's time to comment on this direction and comment on my preliminary observation that there seems to be growth understanding in the recap program, which issues I'm not asking to find it, but it might be very late some other time to comment on it. The special thing to get $250 million and all previous years project a full year it would be about $1 billion plus. Now it seems to me to be a report that to put a committee at least that there's no cross and I'm still at the same.
Consideration of that, these are the report of the university concerned once in submission. And then want to say there are some submissions relate. But if we say of these submissions, then the assumption is that all submissions were factored into the report. That's the first point. Second point is, if the department can take the trouble of asking the university to do the work it did, and then we make that a live reference to that report, I will not in a sense say silently, though, that this report does not warrant to be incorporated in the report, in our report, this submission by the university. We're not saying that firstly, but by just referring to it without including it. And it's such an important study. The department spends part of the budget that was approved by this committee to do what they consider to be appropriate to be done by that university, but of its own capacity and capability. I think we would be doing a lot of justice, or rather hold it on the public side rather than taking justice. I think we'll be doing a lot of justice to the records of the department as well as anyone who might want to know what was done by the department within the parliament at this juncture of our development. Remember, what a developmental state. And this was still at an early stage, you know, of development. Now, if such an important discussion, which produces the very people who work and share the land, who guide the children of the land, is such a report is given just slight reference. And not incorporated as an integral part of our report. I think we would not be doing ourselves justice by putting it aside, just making reference to it, instead of having it here as part incorporated as an integral part of our report. To show that we are attaching to this report by the university as much importance as the department has done. So my suggestion is that let's include that report as part of our report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning to all colleagues and folks. Chair, I initially indicated to raise my hand in order to respond to a matter that appears as now being resolved. I think Honorable Walters was quite happy with the responses that have been made. I wanted to indicate that I know it is difficult at times for the Democratic Alliance to believe there's things that are not coming from the African National Congress. And indeed, the public hearings, by and large, all the farmers that were there were very much in praise throughout.
Chair, haven't we already agreed on a way forward here? And I'm just thinking, this is now becoming, now I can also make some remarks. Obviously it's in a good spirit for the evening, but I'm just wondering, aren't we now arguing something that has already been resolved?
Yes.
Chair,
that's why I was saying,
yeah.
The matter has been resolved, but this is what I wanted to say. But unless we are in 100% agreement with Honorable Lotz Sitikara to the Gnostoria, the application of Honor. My other concern is even what Honorable Kutaros was raising now in the argument, I think the gist of what he's suggesting is that it's not sufficient. I'm hearing for 5.1. To refer to the endorsement of the recommendations of the GPME studies, it actually appears that you would wish that those recommendations be listed separately as part of this report, and then clearly recommended as something that is commonly ignored. I just wanted to indicate here that the department has responded to literally all the recommendations contained in this report. And in actual fact, the department has affirmed all the recommendations, I think there's one or two, because they have the expressed concerns over that it's in the process of them developing further. So there is nothing that says that the recommendations from this important study is something that the department has made issues with. As a committee, I think ourselves have endorsed this recommendation. And for me, I think this report speaks what we as a committee have done in that public hearings, and not so much the work of the department. The department was a stakeholder, they responded. So I just wanted to emphasize that I'm quite sure at least here. This recommendation takes absolutely nothing away from the number of recommendations contained in the GPMP and University of Pretoria's study recommendation that the chair referred to earlier.
This is clear that let us refrain from throwing political remarks on parties because it creates tension and necessary tension in the committee. We need to learn to work as a committee, that's not a social committee, but we know that we cannot throw different political parties. I don't want to say that we agree on everything, but we should not lay emphasis on this one is there, that's why they are thinking like this. I mean, there's no tension here that will lead us into doing that, or that's what we have said to do in that. That's a little comment on the report. What we went through the last time, we were not discussing the report of the Ministry of Pretoria and the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation. And if members want us to discuss the report, then let us sit down, discuss the report, we can write a report about that report because it's such a thing. For now, this was about the public hearings. This report managed to capture what happened in the meeting last time. And are these recommendations, are they talking to that report is in the public domain. It's not like it was given to us and then we took some things out. The university, I don't think, will necessarily allow that. They write it, and then from there, we decide that only this person will be in the public domain and this one. I don't think it's like that. And you is that their reputation to maintain as academic is, and that this report, the study was not even sanctioned by the department. There's a department whose responsibility to is to monitoring and evaluation of all government departments to say where are things going on, these are the interventions that needs to be made. And I think, I don't know if that sounds like a stack record repeating myself, I'm saying that if members want us to discuss the that report, let's try and discuss it. Thank you.
I think I've also answered the issue of the DPNA report in the education section. Let us not waste our time on that one, because here we're dealing about the reports on the findings of the public hearings that we had. But we also refer, because some of the presentations were defending the findings of the DPNA report, but we're not, the focus is not on that report. The focus is on the presentation, what the statements have indicated in the public hearings, as they are concerned with the success of the program. Because if we wanted to just deal with the DPMA report, it means that even our recommendations must be the same as that of the DPMA. Why is not a DPMA report? It's a committee report. But you can refer to that report if needs be. That is why also in the draft report that you're considering, there's a reference on some of the issues that have been raised by stakeholders at the same time have been raised by the DPMA report.
I think for anybody may in future want to apply their mind and see what benefits they can get for the good of the country, it would make sense, it would help them if that report was to be incorporated as an annexure. Because when you refer in such a serious document to a report, and you don't even tell people how and where they can find it, will it do justice to the people, to the hunter? Just put it down as an annexure to this. Then it would be okay for anyone who goes to the government to say, okay, here is this DPMD report that they're referring to. It's only fair to do so. And if you were to read anything anywhere, in school or anywhere, and someone keeps on referring to a certain report, then naturally ask yourself, but where is that report? How do I get hold of it? This is fair as an annexer. You being very fair to whatsoever is going to raise that report. That's my last thought. Thank you.
Are you saying that each and every report that has been presented to this committee has been annexed, or is it that the report has been annexed of the committee report? Because if people need this report, they can go to the DPMA website and ask for that report, because it's not our report. So how can we make an annexure on something that has been presented to us as a report, then make an annexure? We make it an annexure in our report.
C'era un composto in lei per il lavoro che ha detto in il secondo punto da discutere di una crisi del politico era uno dei tuoi uomini stavo dicendo for us 734 was saying some of the projects we went, some we did not, and said that for financial instability, so to say, not knowing that the funding is your oversight there. Now propose that we discuss the project.
And I just want to talk to what Honourable Chief said. If we are saying we are attaching the report, I have nothing against attaching a report. But then if you mention the budget, you must attach the budget. If you mention the state of the nation at the rest, you must attach it, because of mentioning it. We are going to make a report this week, and no one is going to read it. I think this matter suddenly are in the book. Or if you mention section whatever of the Constitution, you must go in and attach it there. Please.
Honourable Member, commend it. The proceed considering the report But they are born a little bit. You know, sometimes honor all members, you are always in forget. But you start the report of the DPMD. Then you call the department. Then you discuss it. The department presented it to you on the report. You want us also to recall them to come and present their report because the DPMD came in this country and presented their report in front of the department. You question them. And that is when the department indicated that they agree with some of their recommendations, they don't agree with others. So I'm here in this mission. But now again, you have to discuss the report. And the point is to rediscuss it so that we make that and call them again to come so that we consider the report again. But the report, your mind, what you have, that is when the department indicated to others, we're considering the recommendations, we're developing a plan, but we don't agree with some of the recommendations. That is why you are engaging KMD, you are engaging Treasure, so that we move on the same page to come to the mission that you raised in the report.
That's why I'm saying that it's not your report. Nobody is having the issues that is not agreed with the findings. Now, how can you just think that the department is correct instead of the findings are correct? And you not do justice to the committee based on the oversight work. I think you must know that. If we need justice, for example, the sugar cane, I did not go there. The sugar cane company, SA, what was it? Yeah, SASA, SA. Now, I was put there, I did not do my oversight work, and the report says, on these issues, these are the findings. The department will say, no, we don't agree with your findings because of this and this. But I'm saying for us to, honest enough, as Babu still channels saying this is, for us to do justice on the issue. We must do our oversight work. I'm saying we have to call them. We have to call them. And I've noted that we should discuss this, but not in detail. Because also the time, it cannot be a plan address. They tell them about the plan address. They give us a political table. It's not their problem. I know it's in this report. They give that findings. In fact, they are in other issues in other places. Not. Now, I'm asking you now, next week, not this next week, they say, but they want the president of the committee to discuss this. Thank you.
I said you need to proceed with the to consider other matters, but let me say the DPMG must not do oversight on our behalf. If we have not reached the project of SASA, I think that must be part of our program that we want to visit those projects so that we see for ourselves, because the DPMG can't do oversight on behalf of the
Chair, you will recall that I raised a very simple big issue right in the beginning of whether it should be referenced in the body of the report. I was actually quite happy with the response, and I thought there was agreement that we'll pick it up in the recommendations where it's referenced of this being much. I don't think we need to really debate something which is now sort of being a lot of its own. My suggestion is that what is being proposed here can be picked up under, not that I want to bump ahead now, but under recommendation 5.3, under here it says a revised RIGP policy needs to be further presented before the portfolio permits are going to benefit the lab report. I think that is where we can pick up the issue again of alignment with the report. And I'll also take the point that was made, it's information, it's not really a sub-policy, it's information that he used to make policy, and I think that would be an appropriate place to review the report. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's move then to the national page. So page 5 is dealing with the findings. Page 7, F. I don't think that the way that it moves there are true. They didn't assume to be page 7, F, the second line from the last one. Where it reads the farmers and strategic partners have assumed the department. They have not accused the department. They said that the department must reconsider the current reporting system.
In the last, we were discussing this initially. I raised a concern. I think it may come up under monitoring evaluation that what I'm constantly missing in the reports that we get in is basic business indicators, basic ratio analysis, and things like that speaks to the viability of the project that is being supported. And we don't have a sense in the reports we get in of once the VCAP funding is taken away, whether that will still be a sustainable business or not. There's some very basic business ratio that can be used to determine that. So I would like to suggest that we work in the words sustainability measurements. That it should have appropriate sustainability measurements speaking to business viability. It's also working under monitoring and evaluation. It was raised, I'm not inventing this, it was raised during the reports as well, so nothing wrong there.
Yeah, I think we need to, one of the recommendations was that we have to craft here is to get a report and look how much will exit their care. But they must just give a detailed report on the sustainability of which how much will fund it with the care. Whether they some months after the exit they will be able to do business on their own, so that at the end of the day we can get the same as after 5 years and that
I can
be able to
sustain a lot of children. There is a person only, Eliza, there is a stage 4. Yes. And the mother is not in pain. She is the only beneficiary on the livestock farm specializing in sheep and cattle.
Acknowledge that the department has started researching, you know, policies to improve on this. I haven't seen something that refers specifically to that. We were quite happy to hear, you know, the report that the department gave us last week. It showed that indeed, you know, they have begun to address some of the ills that the people raise, and I think as a community we need to raise ourselves. Quite frustrating that we're happy with that chair, you know, with that step. I think it would help, you know, if we have a paragraph, or if there's one of the paragraphs that says the government has already begun to address these issues. Thank you, by way of improving on their policies. Thank you.
I think that one is welcome
for
today. And I think that whether an assessment or just look at the report or the findings. Yeah,
and
then
you find
it as
a subject, yeah.
Another
one
again, another
one. I don't know if I got you, I don't know if I got you right here. I would have thought that maybe if you had 5.3E in the last stage, that would be perhaps if I got it right, I'm not sure, but the right IGP policy for the record of the public comment, unless I didn't get in the right stage.
Okay, I think what the honourable member person is saying that we appreciate that it means or it's an indication that the department has realized some loopholes in the policy. So we appreciate the process that they started to review the policy. Because on E was saying that revised policy must be presented to the committee.
another letter. And as I think on page 7 and 8, it's considered the recommendation if there's something missing in the research talking on the volunteers.
I just think it's important that the recommendations reflect the findings as much as possible. So I think maybe we should cast our eyes in that direction, whether all the findings are concrete. But just on under 5.1, when the comment is made, endorsement of the recommendation by the TPMB evaluation, without starting the whole mother on the way, I think it can possibly just be a little bit better reference. We mustn't assume everyone that 2 years from now reading this report will need it to know what we're talking about, so there can be a little bit better reference there. Recommendation that the body see can be evaluation, then in brackets to say exactly what it is. And then I think the last sentence there, which says taking into consideration all the inputs from parliamentary public hearings, I think we should also say findings and recommendations of the committee. Adding that sentence to the much look at this report itself, and as well as the DPMB implementation evaluation of the RIPP. So I think you just keep adding that sentence, because I think just to add to something Amanda Pulkani said earlier on, the quality of this report I think is better than the others that we've had, because of the quality. You can see there was a study of systematic loopholes in the test, and that also means that the findings that we have here is quality attitude. And I think and I think in that same sense we must make sure that momentum doesn't give us. I think I do think if the department takes these findings further, they take their own process further, then I think we can make progress on the gap. I think so there is a good story to tell there, potentially a guilty from now. But you'll see your language, but you'll see your
language. Let's say on 5.3E, we need to see something. A revised RADB policy is being further presented.
Going through this sort of one by one, but I also want to ask the floor, but if you take 5 points, you know, referred to, and I raised this in last week's meeting as well, they referred to the fund that we should integrate the funding model for agricultural support and implementation, with ensuring quality synergy and coherence in relation to farmer support across government. It's not just the funding model that we should be looking at. What is the actual support mechanism, the institutional setting? That within which this funding model is going to be working. And I would also suggest some reference that we say, finalizing the integrated funding model, and then comma, how it will be implemented efficiently, comma, and then the rest of the sentence to the team. So I suggest you put in a clause there, because a wonderful funding model can be presented here, but you know, if they don't change certain practices within the department and link it up with other policies, things like the land district committees, that type of thing, then the funding fund will also nothing will come of that. So I suggest we add in that sentence there. And then right at the end, the issue of sustainability. The purpose of this program is to get the agricultural ventures up and running. So we have to work in sustainability measurements, and again, as I pointed out, there's many simple business ratios that are easy to use, that can be used to determine the sustainability of these departments. I would suggest that we, as in maybe under 5.3G, that the department should indicate what measurements they're going to be using to determine viability of projects, what measurements we're going to be using to determine the viability of projects, including after the VCAP funding has been taken away. If you can add that in as well.
And then the other thing, we'll just say from our side, if these recommendations and what we've seen from the presentation of the department, if that leads to a comprehensive support model for land reform projects and eliminates the silos and the fragmentation that we see that hamstrung projects up until now, then I really think this will actually be a good one. But the proof will be in the book.
I think the one that I can use is to determine the viability of the project, especially those of equity, the reserve where funding has to be taken into consideration. But the second one, I think, is covered. That in my view, it's covered in this integrated model for the overhauling of the whole redesign of the public agricultural support program. The second one that we've made of the integrated approach. Honorable President and Honorable Sir.
Thank you, Chair. What are the recommendations, Chair? Sorry, no problem. There is a point that was expressed by one of the ladies right toward the end of the second day. Thursday, that there's a perception which seems to drive the research program by the department to the effect that this is only, the research program is only being utilized for agricultural programs. And as such, a lot of people who are supposed to benefit from it are automatically excluded just because they're not talking agriculture. Be mindful of the mandate of the department, but looking at the broader picture, that of the state, and I think as a committee, we need to factor that, I would recommend that non-agricultural programs should also be funded through this program. Because I thought that was a very, very, very objection that this lady here raised. Thank you, sir.
Because when looking at the objective of the program, number one is to support the small scale farmers. Number two is to decrease the rural migration. Number three is to support the farmers to be part of the economic So if we're saying we have must complete the other related processes, which are those? Because we know that within the department there's a part, the RDP, the RDP which is considering other things, but we have only focused on the small scale farmers who are distressed, who are struggling, the land beneficiaries who need the post-document support for them to improve production. So if we're saying it must include other things, why we've got CRDT on the other side, we need to be specific, because CRDT is addressing other non-agricultural issues and also addressing the issue of decreasing rural migration, so that where rural people are, there should be development. The economy must be developed. There should be economic growth for those people to benefit instead of moving from rural areas to towns. But we kept the citizens to access.
Thank you,
I wanted to support the computer mentioned that there must be criteria used of selection of farmers. It must be a recommendation, because when it comes to implementation, they say, I'm proposing supporting the multi-list as a recommendation that selection criteria in selection of farmers must be part of the recommendation form.
I agree with you, it was one difference that you've made that you've been raised. But I thought that it should be part of, because they are even reviewing the policy. Honorable Walter has indicated the issue of the effective, because you can have that reviewed policy, the revised policy later, but it is not effectively implemented then to the future exercise. Because there are many issues that have been identified, but we hope that those issues, as I highlighted them in our previous meeting, those issues will be part of the whole overhauling system of the college. But our responsibility will be to make sure that when we make this oversight visit after the policy has been revised, just to push our ears closer to beneficiaries, whether it's still that's happening or not. I always say to members, we are here for 5 years, and the department is there for 5 years. So each and every time we go out, we find something, we can call them in at 12 o'clock to come before us.
I think I would think, well, if you can, because much more be technical for your network to be considered. 5.2 is the next page, the last one is page 8. You must just say funding module, comma, selection, farmer criteria, and then continue for agricultural purposes. I think I'll be the happiest man ever lived if you can put that there.
Honorable Chongo, I think that will be covered by 5.3E. Because I think, according to me, the policy is here on the election criteria. But the challenge in the current policy, according to me, is here on bush benefits. But the challenge is the implementation part, which we need to intensively monitor.
Again, I think there's I think we have the difficulty that, you know, we're obviously going to rewrite the report in the recommendations, and I think that I think, and at the same time, we feel strongly about certain things that came out of the report. Can I suggest that we accommodate all the concerns that were raised about specific things, sustainability, in my case, the beneficiary selection, in the case of Member McClongo and Member Hiltani, that once the 5.3, a revised RADD policy, including, and then again you can put in the clause there, including the findings and recommendations, or responding to the findings and recommendations of this committee, is to be presented before the portfolio committee. So it means that these things, and it's stated in the findings of this report, that part of our focus when we look at the revised policy is going back to this report, looking at the findings and looking at where they started in that revised policy. And I think when it covers these specific concerns, I've mentioning every single one of them. And I suggest that as a way forward.
You're saying that you need to highlight two specific issues under E.
When it reads a revised policy, and I suggest is to insert the words, well, first of all, a comma, dealing or responding to, maybe dealing is the best, but dealing with the findings and recommendations of this report, and then the rest of the sentence will be. And then that comes because the issue of beneficiary selection, sustainability, all those things came up in the body of the report under the findings of this report, and then it's covered in the recommendations as well.
Because when the other guys read through the sentence and say,
they are only expected to consider ensuring that. We are not expected to report back to the department. So don't worry, we don't have to report back to the committee. The school veterans were saying that they would expect them to report back to us on, you know, on these recommendations, on progress in making of these recommendations within a given period of time, whether 3 months or whatever. Thank you.
Chairman, I think the department
Has
been quarterly reports. We can give a progress report on quarterly basis and the implementation.
So on the remember if you had the turnaround strategy, they gave us the time number that June was related to the implementation of ANVA that they wanted to do. Monday would just put part of the internal thing, which they must report back within 3 months to the committee.
Remember, I just put in 5.3. I have a man named Nina Mooney that the Minister of Rural Development and Land Reform should consider ensuring that within 3 months, following 3 months, they have the money after adoption of this report by their house. 3 months is there, I think you are correct.
The I don't have a difficulty with the 3 months. It's just that I think the word consider, I mean, it's a wise reason. I think that this is our understanding. The Minister of Development Land Reform should consider ensuring that within 3 months after adoption of this report by us, I should consider as well. Okay, I've considered. I don't have to do it. No, so if you put it a bit stronger, the Minister of Rural Development and Land Reform should ensure that. I suspect that might have happened with the cuts and pricing and the degree while you're writing a report. So I think it is the language that allows an act, you know, that it doesn't need to happen.
Madam Chair, I think the question of the honourable Walter attempted to pursue the phrasing of that, whether he wants to be suggestive or instructive, and I think the honourable Kinshan always proposes that not be instructive. Because to leave it in this way, the phrase is more of a suggestive. With the department in the day or the month within the proposed time for compliance and press.
Raising that as a committee we need to have our own template of
checking the resolution that we are taking so that each and every time we review, revisit and check where the department is implementing the resolution. But on the other side, the Office of the Minister, after the report has been tabled in Parliament, the report is being referred to the department for consideration, especially of the recommendations, of the resolutions of the House. They also, the Office of the Minister, are assisting by mining the department that the brief resolution that has been taken by the House of the State can submit their report to the committee. It's asking us, but I agree with you that we need to have our own manual checking system as a committee so that we don't keep on talking one and the same thing for 5 years, not checking whether that is being implemented or not. Thank you, Honourable Members. Any other matters as well for this? Honourable Sildane.
It's just a matter for serious consideration here. We got a new member of the committee from the DFL. Now, strategically, the ANC has placed this member right in the other.
Thank you, Honourable Manager. I think when I was traveling, has adopted him.
Check the apologies. Yes.
3.4, according to procedures prescribed in page 25. I think 4.2 might indicate the reason for the elimination, because of that we need to reduce the long-term spend on driving instead of the on-site. Can I then see the number for the adoption of the amendment of the 19? Honorable, Honorable Chitan.
Kindly second the lady.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Can you consider a minute of the 40?
Sure, there are no methods of measuring. If this is the best, we can go to the report. You know, you are talking about methods of measuring, but I can see what are the same issues that are happening at the point.
I think you say. Oh, can you just, I mean, just look at them, just a minute, minute of report and fifth, page one. Implementation of the evaluation, 2.1.
Oh,
okay, report and fifth. My last big copy is like this old. Okay, can we switch it further?
Shall I suggest that the it is very good for the rest of the community that you did to carry on from last weekend to remember to carry that today. But shall I suggest that we defer the share and that we at the credit reprint that when we adopt this meeting to the next week, there is the next week.
Let's
defer
the minute of the
14th.
Members didn't have copies. Thank you, Honorable Members. Can we just look at the minutes of the 19th? Whether the any measures are right in this? Yes. Honorable Nzango?
Please, you don't go to each other, just for the trouble, just for the term. And I'm also going to preach. 6.1. No fuss, this is a 6.1 type of agreement. You have a community. You have an allocation of the first issue. What is the process for us to get allocation of funding of like for all the time? Because here, for the total approval, there's a total approval, what process is that? Like all our oversight, this is a second one, okay? But for the first approval, the general flow, this one is not really sure, but that one, what is the difference then with this? So my dad maybe I don't understand it. Because even in future, maybe in the case, maybe it's better on our side for planning or whatever, so my dad maybe understand it.
Then I can
thank you
one thing. Explain the process that you wish to go ahead. The committee adopts the program. And in that program, there are activities of the committee, which includes overhead. And
when that program is approved by the House Chair, the House Chair will make a comment to say, this program is approved, but over additional applications should be done for over in that approved program. And then that time comes, we do a political approval. The political approval is done because all members of parliament, if the sitting of the committee that is not going to take place in parliament, we should apply for it politically. For political reasons and for administrative reasons of the presiding officer, politically. Then once that political approval is granted, that political approval is granted without noting the funding, because there are two administrations, separate administrations that grant funds. It is a political administration which is presided by the presiding officer, and there is an administrative administration which is the jurisdiction of the secretary and president and his team. When that political approval is approved, then we put a separate funding application, because parliament took a decision that no political leader should be involved in financing parliamentary services. Hence the finances are done administratively. So when House Chair approves the application, sometimes he is not aware that funding is available in that committee. But sometimes we did, in this case, what happened in this case, we went for an oversight in London, and then we prepared this application. The statement, the financial statement of the committee was not updated, so we thought that we had 200,000 in our account. But when the funding application was prepared, then the financial statement was updated, and we realized that we were not in 50,000. So that was the reason why the application was not approved, because we did not have funds. And in this parliament, because this parliament started only late last year, therefore there were budgets that were allocated for the committee as an interim budget. Usually, budgets are given according to the interest of committee. Rural development as a social committee is one of the priorities of government. Therefore, we normally get a budget that is half a million, but because it was an interim budget, it was less, it was half of that. So hence we finished it before the financial year.
Then followed by Honorable Mataga and Honorable Shango.
Thank you, Chair. The two things, I think we must thank Honorable Zoma to raise the issue of Mataga and Mustafa, and that's really scientific. It has us all, Chair. But on this issue, Chair, two things emerge from one. In the legislative sector generally, there's room for in governance body for violence when budgets are exhausted is one. We just to check if our committee secretary could have the capacity to apply for that and show that there's some violence. Somehow there could be some committee that understand it for whatever reason in terms of the interim allocation. So can't we just check the environment and apply and can't get 3,000 somewhere? The second one, Chair, we raised it quite sharply in our committee. But for me, as a quick Chair, all the committee chairmen remained unpaid. And I say in big ruler, that's my own money, not the claim. That's my own money that goes to fuel, it's not less than 4,000. For the, I think there are two of those in the committee chairmen. So can it be that, because there are separate procedures for processing over and above the member facility procedure. So I remember the fact that he was late in the last time when we were asking where are these, you know. I'm worried that the financial will go to an end and and there's also a 2-month limitation period and so on. Some of the travel might have been in August next year. I'm just raising that as well. I remember that there were quite a number of other members who were not even aware that they may not have been the case for committee time.
More than 3 months, it means that Then if that personal approval is not then that is when the payment deal. But I think it's not ready to know. Now we'll go to the check and I'll just let you
know. Thank you for that information. What I want to know, do you have an access to the funds of the committee? So that you may always know how much the balance of the committee before you change the treatment of the committee. And another issue is, who has suggestions? Maybe answer he or she set up the committee for oversight work, looking at the importance of that particular committee, because the committees are not the same. As our VP mentioned that maybe in other committees, 300,000 are not unused. You know, at the end of March, we sometimes discover that 8, 9, 10 million are not unused. That's what's happening in the NCOP. And then now the committees must go up and down, running like headless because they are trying to spend the balance of the parliament. We must try and accommodate that. And secondly, to me, it doesn't go well when the chairperson of committee is not allowed to know about the finances of the committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anna. I think Anna just needs to be taking pressure to other forums, like the committee of one, chairperson, so that they can get to consider. Anna, I don't know.
Every time we ask you to take this forward, because I've got several questions. For example, there are no time frames mentioned. Now, if you don't have a time frame, you have to decide to be delayed. Now, on the presentation, we have a presentation. I'm saying, Mochi, after political approval, the Senate of the House should approve political approval without funding. There are no time frames. You never know it, because I can't wait to go to the library for oversight tomorrow and today. How long does it take for them to approve that? Just saying, the money is somewhere outside. But each and every thing that we do. For example, our application, you only find out there are 2,000 left. Now, in our city, not always it is not planned correctly. It is planning a tour. Now, who review of your funding? Because so far, they are reviewed, so it's internal budget. But it's reviewed today. That is not a question. And then who might assist to push all this when I send the position of power? I do understand it and support it. But someone must push, sometimes things happen, someone must push. That's true.
I think the other items here are the issues that you can mention. So of course, while the other side doesn't know exactly what is available, the resources that you have. So I think some of the things that they need to just work on and then anything that comes before the process.
Thank you. On the issue of Marianne, Sebastian would agree that I did ask the West Bolton Nation fund, but it was not approved. And I am not really sure or empowered on how the House Shady uses this criteria. I'm not sure of the criteria used to prop up
because some committees were given additional funding and some were not. So I am not really sure.
Chef has returned to a close of this matter. I think it's about time we sensitize public that this is one of the most senior partners in Congress. Without names, there is no state. Nobody will even begin to compare us with other promises. We can only commit with this wonderful provision, call it Home Affairs. Because Home Affairs for good citizens and land reform, that's what defines a state, quality political rights. So we have got every right, Chair, to expect you to stand upright in front of the Chair of Treasury. Our committee has to have us to go to do its oversight. And both, you say that, both politically as well as militarily. While I'm trying to empower you to stand very and to say that if you disapprove of this, you are actually killing it. So simple as all this. I don't want us to go into the details of how you go about it. But I think the sentiment has been a question. We are not going to bother you by looking for administrative corners here and there. I would rather deal with this in the matter of principle. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. I tried to send them, but because I was not there, I need your support. Because, you know, when supply like, there is some problem, it's just to call, check and you interview. So I tried, but really, it was told that you don't, there are no funds, then there's nothing that you can do. But we've noted some of the issues that have been raised in the other committees. We're not sure that at the end of the day, we move the same understanding when we plan. We are able to implement our plan because we'll end up playing while on other side that no. I think that's just even no change. Thank you very much. Can we get just a briefing from Humla on the conference? This is an interesting matter to honorable speaker.
Thank you, Chair. Let me start by saying members when we got to membership before they submit their claims to members facility. We should give them to be successful to get this sample of communication that confirms that really these members attended the work of the committee for the change. In the separate claim that you are using when you are traveling with the committee, it's a separate claim from the your normal claim that you submit. Maybe there are those delays that are causing that. But anything that is correct, I wrote it up when you were complaining about the members' facility and the comment session. Indeed, it was the comment session that went to members' facility because they wanted to check if the members participated in the event. On the issue of the conference, again, I'm still waiting for the approval. Given the House Chair, I don't have anything to report. Mostly just went up there to ask office to check the feedback. There's nothing to report. Thank you.
We are going to members, let us wait patiently so then until we get to the response. But I will also make a follow-up. Because we raised this time other than the authority. Now it takes long to change the list, it's not being up because we're supposed to know whether it has been approved or not. So that we don't take our back any while knowing very well that at the end of the day they will become disapproval. Thank you very much. Honorable members can change the agenda. Thank you. Thank you. So
yeah, I thought you were.